from Rexall. From Hollywood, the Jimmy Durante Show.
Ink, a dinkadee, a dinkadoo, a dinkadee. Oh, what a do.
Yes, it's the Jimmy Durante Show with Arthur Treacher, Candy Candido, Roy Boggy and his orchestra, our Rexall sportscaster Tommy Harlan, yours truly, Howard Petrie, and our special guest tonight, Bing Crosby. Brought to you by 10,000 Rexall drugstores who carry the complete line of top quality Rexall drug products. And here he is, a jolly pumpkin left over from Halloween, the one and only Jimmy Durante in person.
Even when things go wrong, now you feel better, you even look better. Wait a minute, stop the music, stop the music. There's something wrong with the orchestral harmonics. Maestro, I'd like to hear each section separately. Nothing wrong with the trumpets. Let me hear those flutes. Nothing wrong with the flutes. Let me hear the whole band. Just what I thought. The drummer is snapping his bubble gum in the wrong key. An apology is forthcoming, Maestro. But, folks, I bear happy tidings that's just bursting to be announced. Give me a fanfare. Ladies and gentlemen, we have the only trumpet player in the world who plays without taking his instrument out of the case.
Oh, never mind him, Jimmy. Tell me, what's the announcement?
Opening this week in theaters throughout the country is the new Jimmy Durante picture, this time for keeps, starring Esther Williams and her bathing suit.
Esther Williams and her bathing suit?
Yes, Howard, she begins where does gives up.
Well, Snob, it sounds like a wonderful picture.
It must be, Howard, because after they showed this time for keeps in London, Princess Elizabeth picked me to be one of the ushers at her wedding.
Oh, say, that's quite an honor, Schnoz.
Oh, yes.
But are you acquainted with the duties of an usher?
Certainly. I shine my flashlight in the balcony, and if anybody is necking, out they go. If the writer of that joke ain't on a super chief headed east, what is he waiting for?
Say, Jimmy, before I forget, Treacher called to say that Bing Crosby is going to meet you at your house.
Crosby? Mm-hmm. I knew he'd come around. I've composed a tune for him that'll take my music publishing company right out of the red and put it right back in the ink.
Now, you have a music publishing company?
Do I have a music publishing company? Howard, are your hands clean?
Yes.
My card.
Oh.
Don't touch it. I'll read it myself. The Ink-a-Dink-a-Doo Music Publishing Company. Publishers of rondelays, ballads, sonatras, concertos, and also smudge pots repaired while you wait.
And you expect Bing to plug one of your songs?
Why not? It's stupendous. And if Crosby sings it, he might become another Perry Como.
Yeah, now, wait a minute. I know I'm not supposed to come in until a little later in the script, but this is too much.
Mr. Crosby, you have no lines in this scene. Noel Coward has written you out of the plot.
Plot, schmott, don't try to brush me over. I heard my name being brandied about.
Brandied about? He speaks my language. But I'm sorry, Mr. Crosby. You have no dialogue in this scene. You're just supposed to sit on the stage and laugh. Now, where were we, Howard? Not yet, Crosby. Follow the audience. They know when.
How can they miss? You pass out scripts.
Wait a minute, Bing. I got a little surprise for you.
What?
Go to your dressing room and look behind the couch.
I got a dressing room? Where is it? Who's in it?
I ain't even got a dressing room. But anyway, look behind the couch if you find the dressing room.
What's that?
You'll find a little package there from me to you.
Thanks, Jamesy boy. I'm off.
Wakely finds out it's my laundry. But getting back to the narration, Howard, if I can get Bing to sing my song, my publishing company is saved. What a song. It's all about love.
Love? Somebody say love?
I
had something to say, but you just inhaled my next line.
Started a new publishing company, and you need someone to demonstrate your song. Now, where's my pitch pipe? Here it is. Dear, there's something wrong with my pitch pipe.
Your pitch is all right, but I think your pipes are rusty.
Oh, you little devil, you.
Stand back. I'm all ready now. I'm as restless as a willow in a windstorm. I'm don't be a puppet on I say that I have spring fever, but it isn't spring. Oh, did you ever hear anything like that before?
Only once when I stepped on Margaret Truman's toe.
I keep wishing I was somewhere else.
So do I.
Walking down a stranger's street. You notice how my voice fills the studio.
Yeah, I just saw a couple of people leaving to make room for it.
Oh, Mr. Durante, why fight it? I can see what my voice does to you. Oh, when I sing, your eyes are all aglitter, your face is all aglow. Take me in your arms and whisper.
I'm feeling mighty low.
That didn't come out of me, but I'm grateful for it. Let me out of here. Now you know that you can't go wrong. Why, you can start off the day with a song.
If you want to be sure that the product is pure when you ask for a drug preparation, buy the Rexall line at the Rexall sign of Rexall Identification.
25% of America buys its drug needs in Rexall drugstores.
Yes, the name Rexall identifies everything fine in drugs. For Rexall is that large and respected family of more than 2,000 different drug products, always available at Rexall drugstores everywhere.
There is a fine Rexall product for every drug need. For example, for a fine vitamin supplement,
take Rexall Plenamin.
For fine aspirin,
take Rexall aspirin.
For a fine toothpaste,
take Rexall toothpaste. Let the name Rexall identify everything fine in drugs for you. For the name Rexall is your constant guarantee of fine drug products, the finest that science and pharmaceutical skill can produce.
25% of America buys its drug needs in Rexall drugstores.
If you want to be sure that the product is pure when you ask for a drug preparation, buy the Rexall line at the Rexall sign of Rexall Identification.
Good health to all from Rexall. Well, as you know, ladies and gentlemen, Jimmy Durante has organized the Inca Dinka Music Publishing Company. Their slogan is, anything published by Inca Dinka is bound to be an outstanding stinker.
Wait a minute. No ad-libbing, please.
I understand. At any rate, as we look in on the Durante household, we find Jimmy at the piano.
Kitty beat, kitty beat, kitty beat, kitty beat, kitty beat. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Good heavens, Mr. Durante, is somebody twisting a cat's tail?
Treacher, you're referring to my latest masterpiece. Boy, if I can get Crosby to sing it, I'll be another Rimsky-Korsakov, another Shostakovich, or another Tchaikovsky.
Oh, Mr. Durante, you're always exaggerating.
Well, after all, I'm only human.
There you go, exaggerating again.
Just for that, I won't tell you where Betty Grable takes her sun bath. But this is no time for trivialities. I'm expecting Mr. Crosby here any minute. Is my dressing gown ready?
Yes, sir, I pressed it.
Is my monsieur pant? Is my...
Try again, Jimmy. Come on.
I knew I'd muff that one.
Come on now.
I wanted them to change it, but... Is my monsieur sham pipe ready? Believe me, folks, I tried.
Yes, sir, I filled it.
Is my tea ready?
Yes, sir, I drank it.
This is sabotage. You know that every afternoon at 4, I simply must have my tea with lemon.
Lemon? Gad, why didn't you tell me? I drank it with cream.
Preacher, if anybody ever puts a price on your head, take it.
Mr. Durante, what's wrong with your hair?
I don't know. What was in that bottle you handed me this morning when I shampooed it?
It was merely olive oil, sir.
Olive oil? Then why does my hair look so lumpy?
Good heavens! You forgot to comb the olives out.
It's a lucky thing I didn't shampoo it with coconut oil. Now, let's tidy up the place, will you?
Mr. Durante, how can you expect the house to look tidy with a housekeeper that sweeps the dirt under the rugs?
Now, wait a minute. She hasn't been sweeping the dirt under the rugs.
No? Then how come I have to walk uphill to the piano?
Maybe you're wearing elevator shoes.
Well, I have been having my ups and downs lately. Just a little joke, sir.
That's as little a joke as I ever heard. Now, would you mind stepping into the kitchen and instructing the cook to... Oh, here she is now.
If you want me for anything, I'll be out in the garage, buzzard beak.
Garage? Garage?
Yeah, I gotta get some chopped rubber for the meatballs.
Matilda, you put chopped rubber in the meatballs?
Certainly. I used to be a tennis player, and I like to volley them in from the kitchen.
That must be Crosby now. Quick, put a worn-out needle in the phonograph and make Sinatra's record sound flat. Preacher, open the door.
Candido, open the door.
Matilda, open the door.
Drop dead.
Never mind, I'll open it myself. How are you, Bing? I said, how are you, Bing? Bing, we're on the air. Why don't you say something?
I can't. I forgot to bring my transcription. Very, very dapper tonight. Very please, sharp, Mr. Durante.
Please, Bing, just call me Schnoz.
No, I don't hold with that nickname routine. Even among friends as close as you and I are, I think a certain degree of formality should be used. What's your full name?
Jameson Indelabanza Durante. What's yours?
Harry Lilith Crosby.
How are you, Bing?
Hiya, Schnoz.
Ah, Bing, it's good to see you. Come over and sit down close to me on the love seat.
Oh, how nice you chose me. Brother Everett has always been the pretty one.
Yeah.
Except there's me in the moonlight eyes, you know.
Touché, Mr. Crosby. Very touché.
Quite touché.
What a sense of humor. No wonder you're Barry Fitzgerald's straight man.
Say, Schnoz, tell me what prompted this invitation to your diggings tonight.
Well, Bing, I just published one of the greatest songs I ever wrote.
Oh, I'm cooked. Here
we I go. Was wondering if you could sing it for me.
Well, I, if it suits me, you know my delivery. In some circles, my voice is rated second only to, you should pardon the expression, Hildegard.
I'll pardon that expression. But don't be modest, Bing. Why, in certain types of song, I think your voice is almost as good as mine.
High praise indeed. But it's all practice, Schnoz. I took lessons, you know.
I took lessons, too. Listen to this. Ha, ha, ha.
Ha, la, 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 ha.
How do you like that? He took one lesson ahead of me.
Tell me, Irving, what sort of a ditty did you dash off? Huh?
It's a very catchy thing, Bing. If you like it, we can run through it right now.
Well, I'm willing to give it a whirl. Let me tune up, lighten up here a bit. Mammy's little baby loves Philco, Philco. Mammy's little baby loves Philco.
Wait a minute. That's not Philco, it's shortening bread.
It's Philco. I know which side my bread is buttered on.
Little baby loves Philco. Yes, Bing, and I know you've got the spread for it.
What I get for coming in late here.
But if you're all set, Bing, let's do my song.
All right.
I've made a special arrangement just for you and me.
For you and me?
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
That's correct English. Go ahead. Criticize.
I'm not knocking the English. I just don't like the association. I don't know if the Bobby Sox is ready for you yet.
You can have the Bobby Sox. I appeal to the corset crowd.
Got it.
Here it is, Bing, the musical treat of the century.
Yes, sir.
Chitty beat, chitty beat, chitty beat, chitty beat, chitty beat.
Yeah.
Chitty beat, chitty beat, chitty beat, chitty beat, chitty beat.
Ay, 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 look at I'm singing yet.
Someday the world will recognize this lovely thing. I know the day will come when Frank and Bing will sing. Chitty beat, chitty beat, chitty beat, chitty beat, chitty beat. Please, Sonny, stick to the words until you've had a little more experience. Second chorus, please. Chitty bee, chitty bee, chitty bee, chitty bee, chitty bee.
I love life and I want to live.
Oh, I'm sorry, Jim. You'll have to excuse me tonight. I, I'm not myself. I've been delirious since Howard Hughes got his plane off the ground. This song is really something all the world should hear. I think the guy who wrote it must have had a tin ear.
Chitty beat, chitty beat, chitty beat, chitty beat,
solo
free. Hot beat. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Jim, I hate to sound like this and knock you, but I believe your tones could be just a little truer. Hmm?
What am I doing wrong?
Well, a note, you know, should start in the lower diaphragm, work its way past the duodenum, travel through the esophagus, go through the larynx, into your voice box, and out of your mouth.
You say it should start in the lower diaphragm?
Right.
Work its way up through to the hooligan?
Check.
Travel through the asparagus?
Okay.
And down through the larynx, uh-huh. Into my voice box, and out of my mouth?
Right. Try it, huh?
It wasn't worth the trip. Let's go.
We love the tune, and folks, we know you love it, too.
It's gonna be another rink-a-dink-a-doo.
Chitty-bee, 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 chitty-bee. Yeah, 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 we're really groovy. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Don't drop the net, boys.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The distinguished Rexall quality story begins in the Rexall Laboratory.
Yes, the Rexall Laboratory is one of the largest and most completely equipped pharmaceutical laboratories in the world. Here, more than 2,000 different Rexall drug products are scientifically compounded under the exacting direction of doctors, chemists, and pharmacists. That's why when your Rexall druggist says, for example,
you can always depend upon Rexall Bismarex to bring you prompt and prolonged relief from acid indigestion, dyspepsia, or heartburn.
You may be sure your Rexall druggist knows what he's talking about. Thanks to the unsurpassed quality standards of the Rexall Laboratory, you can depend on any drug product bearing the name Rexall.
The quality of one Rexall product will tell you the quality story for all Rexall products. Remember, 25% of America buys its drug needs at Rexall drugstores.
If you want to be sure that the product is pure when you ask for a drug preparation, buy the Rexall line at the Rexall sign of Rexall identification.
Good health to all from Rexall.
Well, Bing, now that you heard my song, Chitty Bee, in my domestic surroundings, do you think you'd like to sing it on the air?
Well, don't you think, Jimmy, a number like the Whippin' Proof song is more my style?
You're wrong, Bing. You're wrong.
People from Yale here tonight.
Style doesn't make any difference.
No?
Why, listen to this. Even Ike can sing the Whippin' Proof song.
Let me hear it.
Ah, what do you want?
How do you like that? Chloe's out with a Whippin' Proof.
Don't back down, Snarl. Stay in there. With your poof, you can do an awful lot of whipping. I still doubt whether or not Chitty Bee's going to catch on.
You're fighting me, Bing. You're fighting me.
You know, Jim, that Snarl's the only real way to find out if Chitty Bee is a great number is to put it before the public. Take a poll. Hmm?
He's beginning to talk like me. Yes, taking it before a poll, a novelty idea.
Thought you'd like it.
Why, when I wanted to find out about the Taft-Hartley bill, I didn't go to Taft.
No.
I didn't go to Hartley.
No.
I went directly to Bill.
Well, you got the idea, Jamesy. We'll tour the hinterland. And if the public likes it, I'll do it. Let's start the poll. This is a Gallup poll. Had to take the job, friends. You can't make much money caddying for Hope, you know.
Come on, or you won't be back in time to sing White Christmas. Let's try out the song in the solid south.
How are we going to get down there?
Well, I'll just open this door.
Well, well, hello, honey child.
Ain't radio wonderful?
Say, you there with the watermelon ears. I think you're awful cute.
Well, hush my mouth and my brow and bowl, my weevil. Sit tight, honey child. I'm going to sing you a little bit of old southern song. A
southern song?
Sure, listen here. Chitty bee, chitty bee, chitty bee, chitty bee, y'all, y'all, y'all.
My goodness, you must be sick.
I'm not sick at all. Never felt better in my life.
Oh, but if you were sick, I'd crush you in my arms and smother your fevered brow with kisses. What do you say to that?
I'm not long for this world.
You know, Bingo, I don't think you put enough feeling in my song.
Jimmy, I hate to throw in the towel on you. Really, I do. But I don't think this song has got a Chinaman's chance.
Hi, y'all. Sit the home guy. Guy pound. Chop joy.
A very convenient Chinaman. Let's try it out on him and see if it has a Chinaman's chance.
Okay, here goes. Chili bee, chili bee, chili bee, chili bee. Yung, yung, ow, ow, yow, ow, ow, ow.
Oh, ho, ho. Quan yen, salap to, chop choy, one time, sit hung hai, gleep, gleep, ooh.
I can't understand him. I wonder what this guy does for a living.
Oh, he calls out the streets on the Sunset Bus.
Yeah.
I'm afraid, Jim, you and I can't. Let's go. This area is not for me. It doesn't suit
believe
my delivery.
Me, Bing,
no,
believe me, you need a number like this. Look at Jolson. You could be on top again, too.
Oh, I'm not worried. I have clear title to a pound of butter. But you know, Jimmy, I just finished a picture called Road to Rio. Made it with you-know-who, and I'm real sharp on this South American caper. Why don't we slide down there?
That's impossible. We can't slide down.
Oh, yeah, come on. Hope's nose is so handy at times.
I feel sorry for Hope. Imagine having to go through life with a big nose. Yeah. But there's a South American standing over there. Try out the song on him.
All right. Senor, would you like to hear a song?
Easy for your rumba.
Oh, see. Listen. Chitta-bee-ba, chitta-bee-ba. Yeah.
No, no, stop it, stop it. I can't stand that voice. I can't stand that voice. I'm going to shoot myself.
Too bad. I hate to lose a fan.
Bing, you still don't have any faith in my song. There's only one way to prove it's good. We take it back to the Hollywood Bowl and do it for Deems Taylor.
Why do we bother with his tailor? Let's do it for Deems himself. That's your line, it must be your line.
It's mine. I'm glad they gave it to you. Come on, it's off to the Hollywood Bowl. Thanks for the lift, Mr. Truman.
Jimmy, here's the Hollywood Bowl, and there's Deems Taylor standing right there. Speak right up to him. Go ahead.
Pardon me, Mr. Taylor. You're the greatest music critic in the world. You've heard my song, Chitty Bee, at the Hollywood Bowl. How do you feel about it?
I'm feeling extremely depressed.
What a voice. Sounds like somebody took the plug out of the bowl.
You know something, Bing? What? I don't think you have the right feeling for my song. Just singing the words ain't enough.
It isn't?
Indubitably.
In who?
Why, went indubitably.
Clever.
I don't know if it fits there, but I'm saying it. Why, when you sing, the song has got to come from the heart. Now take Caruso. What made him the singer of the age?
His voice.
That helped, but it was really his heart. And take Melchior. What puts him over on the stage?
His voice.
You don't understand. You fight me. It's the heart that made them all. It's the difference between the big and the small.
What a beautiful note.
The last time I sang that note, they thought Dr. IQ had a lady in the balcony. You'll notice that note is charm.
Indeed.
Culture. Resonance. And most of all, it has heart. And that's why I say, it doesn't have to be witty or smart. Just as long as it comes from the heart.
Where it's gotta come from.
It doesn't have to be classic or rock. Just as long as it comes from the heart. You know, Bing, last year the kids at school asked me to sing at their graduation exercises. I did. But I made a horrible mistake. I didn't sing from the heart. I sang from the nose.
How did it sound?
I don't know. The note hasn't come out yet. To illustrate my point, I'll continue further. Parlez-moi d'amour, redite mot des choses tendres. Spanish.
No, no, Jim, that's French.
How do you like that? I sing French, too. It's not very tough, Bing. Try and follow me in this next one.
I'm with you, boy.
Oh, Chichonia.
Oh, Chichonia.
Oh, Chistrasnia.
Oh, Chistrasnia.
Oh, Chiguccia.
Oh, Chiguccia.
Ipikrasnia.
Ipikrasnia.
Kaka, Bluey Boss.
Tucker Blueyville.
Yeah, Tucker Blueyville.
Is that from the heart?
No, that's... No, that's from the upper tatters. But you can't restrict me in these things.
Caca bluey bass. Caca bluey bass. Oh, la di da di. Ya di.
That's from the heart.
La, 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 la.
Heart.
La, la, la.
Shastik. Boy, this will rock the Kremlin.
Hey, I think I get the message now. I got it. Let me take in one more crack at that song of yours. Chitta bee, chitta bee, chitta bee, chitta bee, chitta bee. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Now you've got heart.
Chitty bee, chitty bee, chitty bee, chitty bee, chitty bee. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
This kid is mine.
Why, I'll give him this. I'll give him this. I'll straight away.
Boy, you can't miss.
Just put a star on my chart. Mm-hmm. Because the song's gotta come from the heart.
On opening night, your name in lights.
Why, we won't stop till we reach the top.
We'll order our meals a la carte. That's expensive if the song comes from the heart. We'd be tremendous if the song comes from the heart. They'll holler a bravo if the song comes from the heart. Let's go, please.
Friends, here are those foremost Rexall reminders for the week. Remember, 25% of America buys its drug needs in Rexall drugstores. Remember, Rexall is that large and respected family of more than 2,000 different drug products. Remember, you can always depend on any drug product bearing the name Rexall. Remember, Rexall drug products are available in Rexall drugstores everywhere.
Who say, Howard, and I'd like to add? I do my shopping in a Rexall store, buying Rexall drugs and a furthermore. Hombre algo, he prefers them too. We buy Rexall, that's all. How about you? Thanks, Bing, for coming over. Next week, our guest is your glamorous friend, Dorothy L'Amour. And now, folks, some inside football stuff from Tommy Harmon of the Los Angeles Rams. Take it, Tommy.
Thanks, Jim. Our Rexall Spotlight game this week is a football game that the loyal followers of Notre Dame have been waiting for many long months. This week, the Fighting Irish of Notre Dame play host to the Cadets of Army in the last of a series that dates back to 1913. Two indelible blotches mark this series, the game of 44 and 45. Every Notre Dame man remembers well how Blanchard Davis and Company tore Notre Dame apart in those years. They were willing to remember and wait. This Saturday is the day of reckoning. This year, Notre Dame has been heralded as one of the greatest football teams of all time, but as yet, the Irish haven't hit their full stride. Army, on the other hand, has fooled a lot of the so-called experts by playing great football despite the loss of Davis and Blanchard. But if ever a Notre Dame team should be fired up, this Saturday against Army should be the day. I look for the Irish to win because they're a great team, but no matter how much the Notre Dame fans won it, the final score won't be any, 107-0. That was the total by which Army whipped the Irish in 44 and 45. This Saturday, it'll be a ball game.
This program is produced and directed by Phil Cohan.
Good night, Peggy Lee. Come back soon, and good night, Mrs. Calabash,
it's
wherever
NBC,
you are.
The National Broadcasting Company.